is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content of the site. You get to submit what you want to the website. Others vote on what they like or dislike. You get to vote on things, too. And the most voted up will make it to the front page and the top of the site. So, meaning we are more likely to see what you put in there and as our other listeners as well. Go to freetalklive.com. To get interactive in that way, of course, joining you as always, it's Ian, Meg, and Mark here this evening, 800-259-9231. Now, Mark, you have something about Scotland. Now, it's easy to get into a bunch of bad news. There's all kinds of bad news out there about the rise of the police state, continued tyranny, more government intrusion and oppression and expense. But in this case, maybe there's a little bit of good news on the international scene for secession.
Yeah, it's hard to keep an eye on all this. And this one slid right past me. As a matter of fact, one of our listeners, Sophie, sent this to me. It says that the UK will not block
Scotland. What is this? Where are you getting this from?
This is from bbc.co.uk. Okay. The UK will not block Scottish independence referendum. The UK government will not – there's a lot of kind of very specific things in here that I don't understand all the words and stuff, but I understand the general gist. The UK government will not move to block a referendum on Scottish independence, the Secretary of State for Scotland has said. Now, as I understand it, Scotland, Northern Ireland, Wales, but not England, have their own governments. The English government is the same as the UK government. Hmm. And the Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland are under the United Kingdom government.
What about Canada?
Canada is its own autonomous country.
Well, don't they also have the Queen in Canada?
Yeah, they have the Queen on their money.
Yeah, they like her. Mm-hmm. Same as Australia, but they don't. You know, they're autonomous.
Okay.
I think that I think she's considered their sovereign, but has no power.
Hmm.
In the same as in England.
Okay.
I don't know what they kicked in for her grandchild's wedding, though. So the newly, Liberal Democrat Michael Moore, not our Michael Moore, and not our Liberal Democrats, but they said that there would not be a constitutional questions raised about the rights or wrongs of holding a vote. The newly elected majority, SNP, that's the Scottish National Party, their government intends to bring forward a referendum in its five-year term. The Conservatives in England, Labour in England, and Liberal Democrats all oppose independence for Scotland. Mr. Moore told BBC's Scotland's Politics show it was now up to the SNP, that's the Scottish National Party, to bring forward the referendum, which First Minister Alex Salmond said would come well into the second half of the new five-year parliament.
So wait a minute, maybe I misunderstood what you're saying there. You named all these parties that were opposed to Scottish independence, but yet they're still allowing it to happen?
Yes.
Are they allowing a vote on it, too?
They're opposed to the independence, but that doesn't mean they're opposed to a vote, a referendum in Scotland that they're going to take. Do you understand?
So they'll be allowed to have a vote, but then if they vote to secede, then they're going to try to stop them?
No, probably not. I mean, if they're letting them have the vote, they'll likely let them secede if they want to.
I see.
They're just opposed to it.
Ah. You shouldn't leave, but we'll let you if you want to.
You should stick around and pay for all the garbage that we've created, all the social welfare programs that are going about destroying this nation and making it impossible, all the wars that we've gotten into and all the
police state,
yeah.
The 4 million cameras in London or whatever.
Oh, they'll probably keep that.
Well, that's in London, so I mean, Scotland.
It's not just Scotland. I think London. I don't think London has the... over a million itself. I thought that was all over England.
I'll have to check that.
Okay. So, anyway, that's basically the story.
This is coming up, this vote, then? Is it imminent?
No, it's in the second... They claim here it's going to be in the second half of the new five-year parliament. But
how does that mean? So like 2.5 years from now? Three years?
But the pathway is open.
I see.
None of these things happen quickly.
I know. It's awful.
Well, sorry, man.
It should just happen tomorrow.
It happened quickly when the Berlin Wall fell, and it happened quickly when Russian.
What did we get from the
USSR
Berlin
broke
wall
apart?
Falling. Exactly.
I didn't get anything.
Well,
but
the world got a good. I think a lot of people got good feelings out of that.
There was a really good Simpsons episode.
And I think that some people who had maybe families on both sides of the wall probably, you know, felt pretty good about that.
I think that things might be better now in Russia than it used to be. But I don't think that they initially, within the first few years, that many of them felt like they got anything out of, the fall of the Soviet Union.
All I'm saying is those things happen quick.
Yeah. Berlin probably had a lot better. They were surrounded geographically by Western Europe.
So that's great, man. That's a little bit of good news. It's nice to hear some kind of positive secession news out there. And of course, we've shared a poll. I think it was, I don't remember which organization it was, but there was a scientific poll that was done that showed that Americans are like 1 out of 5, about 20% of Americans support the idea of secession right now, which means that there are a number of people who probably can be persuaded on that issue as well. And there's some other news here that's kind of related. It's not really secession, but it's kind of related. Reuters is reporting out of Tucson, Arizona, where a long simmering movement by liberal stalwarts in southern Arizona to break away from the rest of the largely conservative state is at a boiling point as secession backers press to bring their long-shot ambition to the forefront of Arizona politics. A group of lawyers from the Democratic stronghold of Tucson and surrounding Pima County have launched a petition drive seeking support for a November 2012 ballot question on whether the 48th state should be divided into two. So it's kind of like secession from Arizona, but not really secession in any way from the federal government.
I know. It's still, I consider it to be a good move, though, if people are active.
I agree. I think it is good.
Just imagine for a second if, for whatever reason, you could secede, say, Cheshire County from the state of
New Hampshire.
Well, that might be very good for whatever political goals that one might have. I think that, look, I'm for smaller government, smaller, more regional government. I understand that there are advantages to large federations. I get that. But, you know, when it comes to most of those advantages have to do with quote unquote protection, which usually turns into war, from what I can tell.
Or a central bank. It's an advantage for a central bank to have a large territory.
Those things bother me. So,
and coming from the West Coast, I've always been even before I came to the ideas of liberty, I thought that, you know, the California, Oregon, Washington whole section should have just been their own thing for a long time. Just because if anything happens in Washington, it's like a huge year-long planned trip to go out there and protest.
Yeah.
If you're on the East Coast, you know, maybe a day drive to get there. West Coast, the best thing we got is letters to our senator or something like that. That was horrible.
I think that's important because if these folks in Arizona have any level of success or get a lot of publicity, it'll at least put the idea of, hey, let's change the way this is set up into people's minds, even if they're not changing it in the way that we might like to see. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I'd rather see these people say, to hell with the United States federal government and Arizona, we're out of here. However, that's not very likely. You're dealing with people who are, you know, very into this mindset of the country is the best country in the world and we can change it. And we just don't like Arizona, so we're going to join the United States, but we're not going to be part of Arizona anymore.
Well, you know, Meg brings up something that makes me think of something that's very interesting. There's a lot of states where you have a large metro and then the rest of the state is sort of this rural area. One that comes to mind is Seattle and Washington. Mm-hmm. You're sort of from rural Washington. And
I'm from Oregon, but
I'm sorry, but do you move to Washington?
No,
Seattle?
No.
Would you live in Portland then?
I lived in Portland. Yeah,
okay.
Which Portland is basically like the red dot, and then the rest is
the blue dot.
Well, if you're talking politically, then it's the blue dot. But like the rest
state
of Oregon basically is just Indian land. So
okay. So I don't know how they each are, but I know that New York State tends to be much more red than New York City. And there's many instances where a large metro, Chicago's a great example, in Illinois, a large metro will drive the politics of the rest of the state, and the rest of the state has no voice as a result on a national level.
Yeah, so Oregon is definitely like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, if they could just secede, you know, let that large let that large metro go on its own, and you know, the rest of the state would just secede.
Toll free number coming up here, 800-259-9231. We will take your phone calls. You're welcome to share your thoughts on whatever you want, secession, or if actually there's some immigration news coming up here too. 800-259-9231.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure, comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed, high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Extend your life with
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine being free of debt in just 12 weeks without payment plans or negotiating or hiring an attorney. 18 years ago, we cracked the code of debt collections and set tens of thousands of people free of their debts. It's called Zero Debt Guaranteed, and it works for all debts.
My wages were being garnished, so I used the program and the attorney dropped the case and he returned my money within 2 weeks.
With Zero Debt Guaranteed, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Call our help desk for lightning fast assistance. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. Call Zero Debt Guaranteed now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight is Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
Those features on the site, by the way, include news updates, listening options, the Shrine of Female Listeners, so much there, all of it for free. Go ahead and compare it to those other talk show websites. See if they give you as much for free or even behind their paywall as we give you for free. Go and check it out and see what you see if you can find another show that actually gives you as much interactivity and content for free as Free Talk Live. That's, you know, like within the syndicated radio world. I'd be curious to find out if they exist. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Secession is on some people's minds, and I'd like to see it get on more. I'd like to see more national conversation, local conversation, personal conversation about secession, and we're going to continue that discussion here in a moment.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bold-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can check it out at Ruger.com and purchase it at a local gun dealer.
Now, I like the idea of this nullification thing, Mark, is kind of a step towards secession. You've talked about nullification in the past. We've had actually, I think, we went to the 10th Amendment Center's Nullify Now conference, which was very good, and I believe that's still kind of traveling around the country at nullifynow.com. And the idea is basically, well, the 10th Amendment makes sure that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited to it by the states or reserved to the states, respectively, or the people. And the idea is that state governments could stand on the 10th Amendment and refuse to obey some sort of federal edict or, you know, not take federal funds for some mandate or whatever, to basically just say no to the federal government in standing on the concept of states' rights. And I like the idea. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the problem with it is that it requires some level of gumption. It requires some level of commitment, some level of courage on the part of the state government bureaucrats.
That could be said in the same way as far as secession goes, too.
Of course it does. That's true.
Well, I think it's also a big thing just to have some sort of change in geography, because everything on the earth at this point basically has been discovered. So, you know, we haven't seen a change in the layout of our maps in many, many years, not in my lifetime mm-hmm. for sure. And so people just don't realize that that can still happen.
Right.
You know? And so if we had that happen in the United States, suddenly people would be like, oh, we can change the way the things are set up here. Maybe we don't want to be a part of this big mess anymore.
Yeah, that would be a huge change. What we're talking about is Arizona actually calling for, some people in Arizona, calling for a ballot measure to be voted upon in 2012 that would essentially split Arizona into two states. Now, I don't know what the process is to become a state. So I'm not sure that they can just have a ballot measure to make themselves the 51st state. I think that has to be done at the, like, to become the 51st state would have to happen at the federal level, I'm pretty sure.
Well, they're going to make the flag look all screwy, too. So.
Yeah, the other stars, yeah.
I'll tell you, I think that's the biggest thing that stands in the way of a new state coming on board is the fact that it would screw up the flag.
The reluctance to change.
I think they absolutely would. I'm of the opinion that the only flag that looks good is the 48-star flag. You know, where in the movie Patton, where he's standing in front of that giving his big rousing speech.
It all looks like fascism to me.
Yeah, right. Well, it's more
nationalism.
It's more symmetrical fascism. I think that Hawaii and Alaska are states, are pieces of land that should never have belonged to the United States federal government.
So this group of lawyers down in the Tucson area have put together this petition drive. The ultimate goal of the newly formed Political Action Committee is to split Pima County off into what will become the nation's 51st state, tentatively dubbed Baja Arizona. Why wouldn't you just change the name completely?
Yeah.
It's like West Virginia, South Dakota.
Yeah, I guess. Backers have until July 5th to collect the 48,000 signatures required to qualify for a spot on the ballot, and if they succeed, it would mark only the first hurdle in a long, circuitous process that even the most determined of supporters readily acknowledge has little chance of bearing fruit. According to one of the attorneys, he says, we at least need to get it on the ballot as a non-binding resolution to ask the people of Pima County if they want to be part of Arizona. All the stars would have to align for this to happen, but it could conceivably happen by the fall of 2013. Now, U.S. history is replete with efforts to carve one state from another, from the creation of Kentucky and Tennessee in the 1790s to more modern misfires like proposals to partition Long Island from New York or to split California in half. The last successful interstate secession movement.
I don't think California was meant to be split in half. There was an offer. California's a big, long state.
Yeah, let's just chop it off and push it into the ocean.
That happened in Escape from L.A.
Oh, if only it could happen.
I think it was going to happen in Superman 3, too, just about. confusing me with your stuff. So, but the Jefferson is a state that was proposed.
Was in Oregon, right?
Yeah, that was Southern Oregon, Northern California.
So here they say that the last successful interstate secession movement was the formation of West Virginia during the Civil War. Although Baja Arizona will be created from just a single county, it would hardly rank as the smallest territory to be granted statehood. Pima County actually exceeds Rhode Island, Delaware, Connecticut, and New Jersey in landmass and surpasses several other states in population, including Alaska, Montana, Wyoming, or the Dakotas. So yeah, then maybe they're going to actually have, I don't know. Who knows? These state secession movements haven't ever had the, I don't know if secession is the right term, the state splitting movements have never had the internet, right? Like, what's the most recent serious effort to split a state from another?
I don't know how serious. Jefferson was relatively serious.
Did that happen?
They'll still talk about it.
Right.
You know, maybe a decade and a half, maybe 15 years.
Yeah.
There was also the push.
That's a long time when it comes to the internet.
Relatively recent push for Long Island to split, which is kind of silly, but. I didn't take it seriously.
So these lawyers are taking it pretty seriously. They're pouring apparently their own money into this effort, and I wish them the best of luck. I hope that it works out. I'd love to see this happen. And of course, your thoughts are certainly welcome at 800-259-9231. It's going to be a tough position in which to be, as they'll be completely landlocked by the state from which they will be seceding. Apparently.
They'll be not completely. They're not going to be completely contained.
Pima County,
just the southern portion. They'd be along Mexico.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that.
It's basically the portion that was given. Oh shoot, I can't remember which treaty it was. Hidalgo, I don't know. But there was some treaty, and it was given to the United States, and relatively recent. It was one of the more recent pieces of land.
You're correct, Mark. There is a fairly large portion of Pima County that borders the south.
But I found a proposed 51-star flag that is symmetrical, so that might not stand in the way. Take a look.
So you're saying that this is pleasing to you, the symmetricality?
I'm for it. it's as good looking as a 50-star flag. I'd like to see a proposed 52-star flag. I don't see a lot of many of these states are just too big. They don't make sense politically. They were put together by compromise. It was a bad choice. People need to be able to choose their own way that they're going to be. Smaller governments are better. They work better for people.
I wonder what will happen if this actually succeeds. If they can actually secede, if you will, from the state of Arizona. What happens then politically? If you know, you're certainly welcome to fill me in at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, coming up, immigration. It's Free Talk Live.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn price is up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us, features including the wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners just like you, WIKI Wiki. freetalklive.com.
Are you looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear? ManVentureOutpost.com carries knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. ManVentureOutpost.com, they're family-owned and members of the Better Business Bureau. Prices so low, in some cases, they can't even be advertised. The manufacturers refuse to allow that to happen. You can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL off the already low prices. You can get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL, ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, as Pima County, Arizona, is there's some folks out there that are looking to see that particular county secede from Arizona, frustrated by the so-called conservative nature of the rest of the state. And, of course, immigration is inevitably going to be a major issue when it comes to this this secession because, as you pointed out, corrected me, Mark, Pima County is actually one of the border counties there in Arizona. And so clearly there are going to be a lot of people that are very upset about the idea that some of the liberals in Pima County want to secede from Arizona. And actually, as the piece here from Reuters points out, even if they do have success with this ballot measure, they're still going to have the legislature approve the secession, or maybe they could do another referendum of the entire state and see if that could work. So it could be done in a couple of different ways. There's not just one path to the secession. But either way, they're going to be up against all the people that are going to want to keep them in the state. And
right, and you know, this is what I guess it's the Lysander Spooner quote from, what is the 1870s, where he says the ability to choose a new master every series of years. I can't remember exactly what the quote is. I don't have it in front of me. But, you know, over the course of every 4 years or something like that doesn't make one free. So, you know, the idea that everybody in the state of Arizona can tell the people in Pima County, no, you can't go.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, right. And of course, the people that are actually planning this secession movement don't have the huevos to actually refuse to pay taxes. Because they could just say, well, if you don't want to let us leave, then we're just going to vote with our wallets. We're going to stop supporting this
state. I would suspect most of them don't have to, actually. I'm just guessing here, but from what I know about that area, it's largely Indian reservations, and I think that they operate in a more tax-free status.
Well, anyway, we'll certainly keep you in the loop on what's going on there. But clearly immigration is going to be a major issue there. And I imagine that's one of the reasons why these folks in Pima County want to leave Arizona, because they're upset with a lot of the very totalitarian police state policies that are coming out of the state government there. It's one of the most restrictive places as far as to be an immigrant is concerned. A lot of immigrants have left as a result of the Arizona crackdown. You may recall the news story from last year, I believe it was, when Arizona passed essentially a law that allows the police to stop anybody anywhere and demand their papers, right? I mean, that's pretty much the situation there.
You know, I think that states should have more autonomy from the federal government. I think that largely the federal government decides on what immigration, you know, what the rules are and what they aren't. I can see why Arizona's upset that the federal government has rules and then doesn't enforce them, and they feel like the you know, the cost falls upon them when it comes to, you know, paying to send people to school who don't pay the same property taxes or whatever. I can see their complaints. Well, I'm of the opinion they're going to lose revenue by driving immigrants out. I think that immigrants generally are a net gain for a...
Well, we've already seen examples where in towns where there are lots of immigrants have had... where the feds have come in and done raids on businesses, have decimated the businesses that they've raided, but also they've decimated other local businesses because they're taking the workers out of that town, they're taking the townsfolk out of that town, and their families are getting hurt, and they're leaving, and these towns are dying as a result of that.
Well, in California, they used to have this thing called a Day Without a Mexican, and like all the... Latinos in town would just basically not go to work that day.
Oh, man, nothing's going to get
and
done.
And nothing would happen. And, of course, you know, they'd be having their parade in downtown, so the traffic wouldn't go. But, you know, there's nothing to do in downtown anyway, so nobody's driving around there. But it was just amazing how much of the city of Los Angeles would shut down because, you know, no Latino would work for one day.
So there's other news regarding immigration that's similar to what we've seen out of Arizona. This time it's Utah that's jumping on the "well, your papers" bandwagon. Salt Lake City, according to the Associated Press, police in Utah have been given the authority to check the citizenship status of anyone they arrest, even if only for a few hours. The new law, House Bill 497, went into effect on Tuesday, although civil rights attorneys spent much of Monday trying to persuade state officials to voluntarily delay its implementation. U.S. District Judge has a hearing scheduled in Salt Lake City for this afternoon where he could decide to halt enforcement of all or some of the law. The crux of the argument against the regulation is that it's similar to an Arizona law that is already working its way through the courts. The Utah law, signed by the governor, requires people to prove their citizenship if they're arrested for serious crimes ranging from certain drug offenses to murder, while giving police discretion to check citizenship after traffic infractions and other lesser offenses. So you get any kind of ticket from the police, and they could be running your so-called citizenship. You may have to prove to them that you are a so-called U.S. citizen.
There have already been incidences where United States citizens have been locked up and held until they can prove that they aren't, from another country. There have been people, United States citizens, deported to Mexico and other countries.
Mexico?
Yeah, just kicking them out. Bye, that's you're off the price. Ground. Get out of here.
That's the price you've got to pay for freedom.
Right. And,
so what happens when they're deported out of Mexico? Where do they go?
Good question.
Well, at some point, they somehow figure it out. But
what if you're from nowhere?
How annoying.
So your thoughts are certainly welcome on this particular issue of the spreading problem now of police demanding papers from people. We've seen plenty of examples, not just necessarily in the immigration realm, but just...
In general.
Right, the show us your papers realm, where the police will be demanding of somebody who's on foot or in a passenger seat or something like that in a car, demanding driver's licenses or demanding some sort of form of government identification.
If you're in the airport, anywhere in the airport, if you get asked for your ID and you don't show it, you're probably walking out of that place in handcuffs.
Right. They take this very seriously, the idea that you not having government ID is becoming a serious offense. It is becoming an arrestable issue.
For me, that's difficult because I ended up having to, go in kicking and screaming, getting just an ID card because I don't drive. I let my passport lapse, and so I don't have a passport anymore. But technically, for my everyday life, I do not need a piece of government ID. And the only reason I had to get it was because of some bank regulation or something like that. And so had I not chosen to use a bank, I would have no form of government ID.
Which means that if they started doing that kind of crackdown around here, which I haven't heard that they are, but in some places, if you're on the street and a cop stops you and demands government ID, that there's a chance he might arrest you if you don't have it.
Well, is it a free country if you need traveling papers in order to get around and not be molested?
Clearly no. Well, that's the price you got to pay for freedom.
Well, how could you have freedom if you don't have freedom?
Well, that's what I'd like to know from you. Maybe you're one of these people out there that thinks that, I don't like the idea of a national ID card, but we need one to stop the immigrants, or whatever your excuse is, whatever your reason why you support checking people's papers. I'd love to hear from you. Maybe you can explain it to me, how it is that you can call this a free country, or you could maybe tell yourself that that there's freedom when you're being demanded to prove your citizenship, when it is being demanded of you that you show some form of government-issued identification, as we're seeing happen more and more often. 800-259-9231. And now in Utah, if you're getting a traffic ticket, they're going to possibly be checking your so-called citizenship. And, of course, it's not even possible to be a citizen. 1-800-259-9231, but that's another issue entirely. 800-259-9231. Prove that I am a citizen. It's Free Talk Live.
As a small business owner, everyone keeps telling me that I need to communicate with my customers more often. But who has the time or the budget to launch a new marketing effort? I'm working hard enough just doing what I know how to do.
At iContact.com, we understand the challenges and pressures facing millions of small business owners. But if you're not using email marketing, you risk losing existing customers and prospects. iContact email marketing lets you easily communicate with your customers, find new prospects, and start accelerating your business growth. And now, our small business email marketing solution is absolutely free. Not a free trial, just free. How many other companies will help you grow your business for absolutely free? Visit iContact.com today. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start using email marketing that gets results. No more excuses. Visit iContact.com. That's the letter I, contact.com, and start growing your business today. iContact.com. Email marketing for everyone.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. thyroidki.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. 800-409-5633.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. You'll find features there, and you'll find that they are given to you for free. So enjoy those on us. If you want to help support the show, however, you may do so by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard on our site. And basically the idea is you send in $3 a month to the show. We take that and reinvest it. Get on more great radio stations across the country and put this program into more ears around the world. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to become an amplifier and help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, and podcast, and more. Once again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. We go to Nick listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Nick, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I was calling about the immigration papers deal.
Yeah, Utah is now looking to do similar to what Arizona has done and implement even more of a police state regarding checking people's papers. Anytime you get ticketed now, they may be running some sort of an immigration check on you or demanding that you prove that you are a U.S. citizen.
And where do you suppose we draw the line on infringing on, like, and immigrants' rights and...
Well, I'm not talking about immigrants' rights. I'm talking about yours.
This is infringing on human rights.
I don't really think it's infringing on human rights if you're either... Unless we're just going to totally make this a free country and say, go ahead.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, my God, a free country. Would that be a bad thing to actually have freedom?
Not necessarily, but then it'd be a lot more risky for... terrorist attacks. And
risky.
Wow.
I suspect, I understand where you're coming from, right? The way that things are today, if you were just to remove all the border guards or whatever, the idea is that terrorists would just flood in. And you could see why they would want to flood in right now. Obviously, they've committed acts of terrorism on U.S. soil, and they've done it around the world. But most of the time, they commit the acts because of the if you listen to what they say that they're doing it because they want the United States out of the Middle East. They want the United States to stop funding Israel. Do you think that the United States should be funding foreign countries?
No, I don't really.
Okay.
I mean, I do if.
So you're a terrorist, right?
Need. I'm not a terrorist.
Right, so that's the point. Like, you and me and most Americans don't think that there's any point the United States government giving any money to any foreign nation, and these quote-unquote terrorists are people that want the United States out of their land, off their land, and they want them to stop funding nations that they believe, for whatever reason, are doing bad stuff to them. I personally tend to agree with that position. I'm not willing to hurt anybody over it, but I can kind of see why they would if, you know, say there's drones flying around killing their friends and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
So in that case, then, could you understand, Nick, that how it is that your fear about what might happen in the absence of some overarching federal government and actually a free situation is really unjustifiable in that right now, the fact is, if we are at some risk of terrorism, it's because of the federal government. It's because of what the federal government is doing around the world is why there is any kind of level of threat of terrorism. So we'd be talking about a situation in which that wouldn't be happening anymore. And so, therefore, if you were in any way threatened by anyone, that would be up to the marketplace to provide you with protection rather than some one-size-fits-all monopoly solution from something called the federal government. Don't you think that would be a more safe situation?
Well, I mean, regardless, until we can do something about the problems we got going on with the government, it's kind of a moot point.
Well, so in the meantime, are you suggesting that what is happening in Utah and Arizona with ID checks and citizenship checks, show us your papers, are you saying you support that?
Yeah, I am actually.
Well, wow. So Ronald Reagan, and I'm just guessing that many conservatives think he's a big guy. He said that the closest thing we have to eternity on this earth is a government program. And if you grow a government in order to make up for a problem that the government has created, i.e., terrorism, then you are never going to get rid of it. You can't grow government to solve a governmental problem in the first place.
Well, you become part of the problem.
Also, the fact is that many studies have been done, and illegal immigrants, in fact, are generally a net benefit to the economy because they buy food, they buy places to live, they often pay taxes that they can never recoup because they'll have fake Social Security numbers and things like that. I understand why people wouldn't want to pay to send their kids to school, but do you understand why I don't want to pay to send anybody's kids to school? I don't care if the person next door to me with five kids is a United States citizen or whether they're a citizen of Guatemala. I shouldn't have to pay to send their kids to school when I keep my kid home from the school to homeschool him. Every dollar that some United States citizen feels that they deserve to educate their kid is a dollar taken away from the education of my kid.
So you would support a fair tax plan then, correct?
I don't believe that there's such thing as a fair tax.
Yeah, a fair tax would be zero.
The fair tax plan as it is written would allow both an income tax and a federal sales tax to exist for 7 years until it sunsetted when the 16th Amendment was not done away with. So it allows for a 7-year period of both income and a federal sales tax of 23%. I personally don't want to give another cent to the federal government. I don't think there is such thing as a fair tax. It basically turns every American into a welfare queen by giving them this thing they call a prebate. So that way the government can find out exactly where you live and all that other stuff.
So I'd like to press back on the immigration issue here real quick, Nick. Now, you said that you support what's going on in Utah and Arizona, the idea that they will be demanding papers from people, that they'll be demanding some sort of proof of citizenship and doing so-called citizenship checks on folks. So you said you support that. So how far are you willing to go with that support? I mean, because you have to remember the government...
Well, I'm also willing to go. I mean, I'm a pretty liberal person, and I'm, like I said earlier, it's either we do it or we don't. We're either going to be checking papers and enforcing illegal immigration.
So if you're
if
you
open
supporting...
the borders and just let people come and go as they
right,
please.
Right. So if you're supporting
us, I mean, I have to show my passport. But if you go, if you travel around the world, every other place you go wants to see your papers when
so,
you come to their
so
country.
What you're saying is you want to be like the, you want to be in a place like the rest of the world.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But I don't,
so,
I don't want to live in a like a lawless, governmentless. I mean, I think we should have there should be someone.
Someone bossing you around, telling you what to do?
Yeah, what? It's just because you don't have a government, this one-size-fits-all monopoly on violence doesn't mean you don't have law. I mean, there's always natural law, and there's always the idea of private law, like private rules for private property.
Yeah,
I'm not suggesting that. I'm not suggesting chaos, sir. I'm not suggesting chaos. I'm suggesting getting rid of the most chaotic organization on earth, and that is the U.S. federal government.
That's the only one that has no limit.
In the natural world, animals just kill each other.
So you know, why would
really
you want
natural
to
law means?
Forget natural.
That's not really what the theory of natural law is about. The theory of natural law is that
the moral of humanity.
Yeah, basically it says that if you you know destroy my property, I have the right to destroy an equal amount of your property. If you
that's not no
visit
no.
If you visit harm upon me, I have the right to then do it upon you.
No,
that is in fact what natural law says, Ian. And I'm saying that that would then motivate you to not do such a thing because a person would have the right to do that or to agency that out.
Well. What you would want, Mark, would be to have the victims made whole, not to have more property destroyed.
Some sort of,
that would be
that doesn't make things better. That suggestion is not a positive one. What I meant by natural law was, you know, actions have consequences, and that one there's of that there is no doubt. But you have to ask yourself, Nick, if you support the idea of immigration checks, you have to ask yourself how far you're willing to go with that, because the government's not just going to stop here. If you've paid attention to how the government works, it keeps getting bigger and more intrusive and more expensive.
I agree,
and expensive. So if you accept the idea of immigration checkpoints, if you accept the idea of papers, please, then will you also accept the idea of house-to-house searches?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, it might be too late.
There could be immigrants in your house.
Yeah, it might be too late by the time you're willing to say, no, I'm not willing to do that, because by that time they may have a SWAT team at your front door.
Yeah, they've already taken the power from you, and so you no longer have the power to say no to them.
Right. You can either get on the slippery slope, or you can say no, and that you don't want to participate in this whole affair of checking people's IDs and having some sort of system and making it so that workers have to go through some kind of federal screening before they get a job, and all of the proposals that are on the table, and many of them are being enacted as we speak. So thanks for the call tonight, Nick. Maybe there's something to think about there. 800-259-9231. If you've got comments, thoughts, you're welcome to share them. More coming up here. Hour number three is on the way. Plenty of time for your ideas. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.